The views are always better from the back. Action! The show giving you my perspectives on movies. I got my snacks, and I'm ready to share my views. I'm your host, Mundo. Roll it! Yo, yo, yo. What's going on? Thanks for coming back and chilling with your boy, Mundo, on another episode of Views from the Back Row. Before we get into this episode, I hope everyone is staying safe, practicing social distancing, and you better be in your house listening to this episode. Prayers go out to all who have been affected by this whole Rona. And big ups to all our first responders, our doctors, nurses, our essential workers. We will get through this. Maybe if we all pray at the same time, we might be able to create a spirit bomb to defeat our enemy. Hashtag Goku. With that being said, I hope you're nice and comfy, because this is going to be another dope episode. And you know the deal. You can only find me here on the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. In this episode, I will be talking about a few movies containing music and drama. And this film had a whole bunch of drama. Nam-myoho Renge-kyo. Nam-myoho Renge-kyo. Yes, we're going over What's Love Gots to Do with It, Gots to Do with It. The legendary Tina Turner, played by the also beautiful Angela Bassett. Now, let me tell you, Miss Bassett played the shit out of this role. She embodied Tina to the T. Did you see those biceps? She definitely was in the gym every day before going on this casting call. I just know it. The lip sync was so good. You would have thought she was behind those vocals. I'm convinced she was sweating real bullets on that stage. Angela went the extra mile from that very first scene when she first touched the mic. Those shoulders got to moving. I was sold. She for sure deserved an Oscar that year. Well, she did pick up the Golden Globe that year, but she was snubbed for that Oscar for sure. This had to be her best role and for sure put her on the map. We were jamming to Proud Mary, and that dance choreo will have you shaking that tail feather. The drama, though, was real. Tina was a victim of domestic violence. It didn't matter how famous she was or how many songs she had on the Billboard charts. She was getting her ass beat like a rag doll. Ike Turner was a piece of shit. Ike Turner was played by Lawrence Fishburne. Excellent job. The jabs landed, and he too was recognized. He won the NAACP Award for Best Actor. Lawrence Fishburne had us all eating out of the palm of his hand. Eat the cake, anime. Eat the cake. Tina Turner couldn't get a break. They stayed on the road, show after show. On some shows, she couldn't even open up her eye to perform. Ike was so jealous. The crowd was screaming Tina's name instead of his. And because of this, he took it upon himself to torture her, rape her, say all types of backward shit, and then had the nerve to show up with a funky ass gift. Physically and mentally drained. Tina was tired of walking on eggshells. She got her power back though. Nam-myoho Renge-kyo. An iconic scene is when she started fighting back in that limo. They both was tore the fuck up. And that day, she ran like she never did before, far from her abuser. Such a great film. What Love Got to Do with It gave me so many emotions, a whole lot of music, and a shit load of drama. All right, so the next musical drama we are talking about is You know what? Y'all gonna have to guess this one. All right, you ready?
Nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall. Nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall.
The five heartbeats. You will never forget Eddie Kane. The drugs done took over, and he was trying to hit those notes in front of his old bandmates, rocking that dusty-ass aluminum foil suit. These five heartbeats had a whole bunch of drama, from their image being tampered with to them losing their manager to a hit and run. And two brothers sharing the same girl? Drama. But the music will have you passing out right in your chair, literally. Y'all remember that scene when the Five Heartbeats was getting booed? So they jumped off the stage, started singing a cappella, and homegirl was squirming in that chair. She was hot all over. Is there a heart in the house tonight? Stand up. Let me know. Let me know. A heart is a house for love, and I love. Get it, choir boy. This is definitely a must watch. If you haven't seen The Five Heartbeats yet, I'm not mad at you. I've got nothing but love for you, baby. Okay. Another musical drama I might get into is Dreamgirls, starring Beyonce, Eddie Murphy, Jamie Foxx, Anika Noni Rose, Danny Glover, and introducing Jennifer Hudson. Such a great performance by Mr. F.A. White. She sang those songs, you hear me? And she came for that Oscar that year. The crazy thing is, Beyonce also did an excellent job in this film, but she was looked over by because Jennifer Hudson was just that good. Oh yeah, there was some drama. Effie was singing lead in the beginning when this trio started off. But as time went on, their manager Curtis made some changes by pushing Dina to the forefront. With Dina's look, they were going to be able to cross over to the white audience. Effie was stubborn, and it took a whole lot of convincing for her to bring it down a notch, but she went along with it because they were a family. But it got worse. Curtis was doing too much. Power and greed brings out the worst in folks. He changed their names to Dina and the Dreamettes, and you know Effie wasn't having it. She saw the way Curtis was looking at Dina. Mind ya, Effie and Curtis had something going on at the time. Effie was barking on all of them, and she didn't hold her tongue for no one. Late for practice, attitude overload. So, Curtis replaced her without even giving her a heads up. The shade. But she wasn't going nowhere. A few years went by, Effie tried to get back on her feet as a solo artist. Her brother CeCe wrote her a song. And it was picking up steam. But Curtis, crooked ass, was still stepping to the bad side. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And had Dina re-record this song, she had everyone getting their disco on. There was drama in almost every other scene. Come to think of it, they sang through this whole movie. Jimmy want more. Jimmy want more. Jimmy want, Jimmy want, Jimmy want Mao. FYI, Eddie Murphy was definitely snubbed at the Oscars for his supporting role as Jimmy. The outfits, the wigs, the cast, they knocked this one out the park. Of course, I can sit here all day and give you the play-by-play for each one of these movies, but I want you to go back and check them out for yourselves. Movie drama plus music, you can guarantee it's gonna be a five-star movie. You're gonna feel the pain in these characters' voices when you hear them sing, and the dramatics of it all will have you stunned. There are so many other musical dramas like Selena. Biddy biddy bum bum. To the Rocket Man. What about the bodyguard, Ray? Or what about fuck the police? Straight out of Compton. Let's keep this list going. Hit me on the CWF Network hotline at 347-719-3350. Also, I want to know, what were your views on the movies I talked about in this episode? Follow your boy on Facebook at Mundo's Movie Review and go follow the CWF Network on the gram at CWFP_. Okay, before I get on out of here, I would like to say to all my movie fans that this will be my last episode with the CWF Network. Thank you, Mush King, for giving me the opportunity to join this network with these other dope podcasters. It was such a great experience, and I'm going to miss you guys. I'm going to send you off for the last time with my favorite saying. Always remember, Mundo knows best, you silly rabbit. Gotcha, April Fools. I'm not going nowhere. So your ass better be back here next week for another episode of Views from the Back Row, only on the CWF Network. This is your boy Mundo, and I'm out this bitch. Nam-myoho-renge-kyo.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.